Washington goes whale watching.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California and is supported by Delta Airlines, equipping more routes with in-flight Wi-Fi. You can buy a Wi-Fi pass at Delta.com. Delta, keep climbing.
From APM in New York, good morning, I'm Jeremy Hobson. Today, a Senate panel is holding a hearing on losses at J.P. Morgan that are estimated to be around $6 billion. They're connected to a trader known as the London Whale. But new evidence from internal emails and phone calls put the blame with even bigger fish within the company. Marketplace's Scott Tong reports from Washington.
Quote, "I don't know where he wants this to stop, but it's getting idiotic." Those are the words of then J.P. Morgan trader Bruno Ixel, known as the London Whale, according to a new Senate probe. Ixel presided over trades that lost some $6 billion. The report says the whale wanted to cut the losses and get out, but the bigger whales, his managers, told him to keep on betting. Financial analyst Josh Rosner at Graham Fisher is the co-author of Reckless Endangerment.
The company helped to paint it as a problem with traders, and that, as Jamie Dimon has claimed, the whale has been killed and harpooned. And here we're finding, well, hold on, not really. It goes all the way to the front office.
Top managers at J.P. Morgan also barreled through internal stop signs warning of financial risk, says the report, and they hid losses from the public. Rosner says the broader failure here is risk controls at all banks, and today's hearing focuses again on big banks and how to regulate them. As a preview, one senator notes, they're not too big to jail. In Washington, I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.